Hi friends, welcome back to the show. Today's episode is inspired by Mark 11 verse 24, which says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." As a creative Christian, I know the feeling. You pray for something you truly believe in, something that sets your soul on fire, then life takes a detour. It feels like God slams the door on your dreams, leaving you lost and questioning everything. Have you been there? You know that feeling of being completely humbled. It feels like you're being humbled for something, like you're starting from scratch, far away from what you envisioned. But here's the thing I've learned. Those detours, those moments when we feel furthest from our dreams, can actually be God's way of answering our prayers in unexpected ways. They can be shortcuts to where we truly want to be, if we trust Him and lean into Him. So just recently, I was at a podcast festival surrounded by amazing creatives. It sparked a huge download of inspiration, so bear with me if you hear a little road noise. I couldn't wait to share it with you. So this episode is all about the birthing of your creative work, or any endeavor actually that you have that could work too, and how those unexpected detours can actually be part of the beautiful process. I hope you get something out of it, so grab your headphones and let's dive in. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed, or that it sparks curiosity, or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least, I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. By not embracing that little voice inside, that little inner child, you think that you are going straight to your goals because that inner child is really taking you on a big detour. But on the contrary, totally the opposite. It's actually that little voice that you need to take with you on a journey. You need her as much as she or he needs you. And therefore, by listening to the clues, you are learning the lesson today. Do you want to learn that lesson today, or do you want to learn it later? The truth is, there is a lesson. There's something in the process that needs to be healed, heard, listened to, embraced. Whatever it is, lean into. That will actually quicken your result, because the journey is a journey. And the person that you want to become, so if you were to live that ideal situation that you have in mind, whether it is a perfect marriage or relationship, a perfect career, that woman or that man that you are today is not the one that will be able to embrace that ideal situation. The person that you are today is not able to embrace and enjoy that ideal situation. That person that you are today is the one that is handling your life today. And therefore, if you are choosing the wrong person as far as relationship and always engaging in the wrong relationships, or not listening, not having the right path, career path, so that person is able to do this today, the person that you are today. And therefore, becoming, by embracing your goal, it's mostly about becoming that person that is capable of handling that ideal situation. So learn the lesson so that you can become that person that is able to handle that ideal goal. And it takes inner work, it takes learning to lean into the clues, be open, look around, listen, embrace not only what is around, because it reveals something within, but also by engaging with your inner child or your soul, or however you call it. But there is a relationship with yourself that you have to have, and then a joy of being in the moment and embracing that journey so that you can be walked towards that ideal situation. So don't delay. And it's really interesting, but for the men that are listening, just bear with me, but the women, you may relate. So I have two children, and even the act of birthing was very different with my son and with my daughter. With my daughter, my second child, I really understood. I was doing more meditation work. I gave birth naturally on both. But with my son, it took a lot longer. And every time I had a contraction, I checked out. I felt like I was dying. I don't know what was happening to me. And it was very unpleasant. And it made the process twice longer. It was painful. And the birth was a little bit more traumatic. My son had torticollis when he was born. It was a beautiful baby and healthy, but the process was very traumatic, even though it was completely natural. Yes, I gave birth naturally with both my children, but with my daughter, I really understood. I got it. I need to get out of the way of the pain every time. It comes and goes. It's not always. This too shall pass. But I have to lean into it and remove myself from the process so that each contraction does its work and brings me closer. So get out of the way so that she can come sooner or he can come sooner. And that's the same with a goal that you have. The learning process is not pleasant at a time, but it reaps a harvest that far outweighs the pain. Not only you have the ideal situation that you're looking for, but also you are becoming that person that lets go of things that are unnecessary, that can handle more things and more responsibility if it is a career that you're interested in, or that has space for another person and the unknown without freaking out, and really understanding that it's in the letting go and knowing yourself that you can handle this new. Being aware is the first step. What are your thoughts made of? Are you judging yourself when you encounter difficulties or a situation that you know has happened again? Okay, but you didn't learn it the first time. So lean in. See, you're there still. You want that outcome. Don't lose heart. Keep at it and listen and pay attention. And then thank you for listening.
I hope this stirred some thoughts within you. And here are some key takeaways that I wanted to share with you. First, embrace the inner child and work with God. Ignoring your inner child's voice can lead to detours and hinder your creative journey. However, from a Christian perspective, you can learn to discern the difference between your inner child's desires and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Seek God's guidance in understanding your creative call. 2. Grow through challenges with God. Discomfort and pain can be opportunities for learning and growth. They are not easy, but by embracing challenges and leaning on God's strength, you develop the inner strength and resilience needed for success. Remember, He equips us for the path He sets before us. Self-awareness, that's number 3, is our responsibility with God's guidance. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings when facing difficulties. Self-awareness is your responsibility, but seek God's wisdom in interpreting what those feelings mean. 4. Align with your purpose as led by God. Your creative work should be driven by your God-given purpose. Pray for discernment to understand what that purpose is. Remember, He placed those dreams in your heart for a reason. He is the ultimate CEO, and you are His instrument to bring those dreams to fruition. And 5, last but not least, trust God as your guide. Growth is a journey, not a destination. Trust God's timing and guidance as you navigate challenges. He is shaping you into the creative you are meant to be. Bye for now, and thanks for listening. Dear friends, I'm excited to announce that my podcast will be undergoing a makeover. I'm dedicated to serving you better, and I invite you to stay tuned for the next phase of the podcast and how it can better serve your needs. In the meantime, I'd love for you to join me in my private Facebook group where we can connect further. The link will be posted in the show notes. Until next time, Take care.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.